Neo-Vedanta, the 19th questions I was asked is, please share your term thoughts in brief on the term Neo-Advaita. Neo-Advaita is a modern term. Neo means new, Advaita means non-dualist. And often one talks about Neo-Advaita when one talks about those who teach Advaita, non-duality, without referring to the ancient scriptures. And there are different meanings of the term Neo-Advaita. You also have the term Neo-Vedanta. For example, some say that the teachings of Swami Vivekananda is Neo-Vedanta. This means they're not just on Shankaracharya, but they also have the Yoga Sutra, and they have the four yogas and so on, and they also take modern thoughts into consideration. So that's Neo-Vedanta. And Neo-Vedanta, the special part is not just knowledge, but spiritual practice is important and experience is important. So some traditional Vedantins call the Vedanta schools or Yoga Vedanta schools, where spiritual practice are very important and where experience is important, selfless service is important, and study of the scriptures is not that important, is called Neo-Vedanta. In that sense, we're also a Neo-Vedanta tradition. But we would call ourselves more Yoga Vedanta tradition, and I don't really think it's so Neo, because Krishna himself taught the integration of experience and knowledge, and he taught spiritual practices and selfless service and non-attachment. In that sense, it's not the term Neo-Vedanta is not the right one. But then you have the term Neo-Advaita, Advaita non-duality, and the term Neo-Advaita is usually applied to tradition, modern traditions and teachers who don't study the traditional scriptures, but they come to the experience and the knowledge of Advaita via other means. So you have teachers like Ramana Maharshi or like Andrew Cohen or like Ganga and others. I think there are quite a number of others who don't really study the scriptures, but they are non-dualists. They ask questions. Who am I? What is real? What is unreal? They usually teach meditation technique of mindfulness or sakshi bhav. This means watching your thoughts and discrimination without the scriptures. So it's a term that is applied to some teachers and sometimes these Neo-Advaitins also say that the presence of the teacher is important, that in the presence of a teacher you get an awakening. So there are different teachings which are given the name Neo-Advaita. What I think about it, I can't say too much about it. I don't consider myself a Neo-Advaitin.